Well, scientists have warned for some time that bee numbers are declining, and given how critical they are as pollinators for agriculture, that should concern us all. Now, the Ballina Shire Council will review some of the insecticides it uses to try to reduce the impact on bees. Councillor Keith Williams put forward the motion and joins me now. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Jo.
How long have you followed the trajectory of bees and what's been happening to them?
It's been known about for a while, but this particularly came up due to a mass bee death incident that occurred in Alstonville last year. That has been traced definitively back to a chemical called fipronil. And it's a particularly bad bee killer. And I certainly want to be sure that we're not using it, really in any circumstance.
Can you tell us a little bit more about that incident? Was it a farm, for example? Was it a council property? And just how big was the impact on bees?
We're talking tens of thousands of bees over quite a number of three different sets of hives, all occurring on the same day. Bees will forage over a large area, and depending what's in flower nearby, will attract the bees, and that can be things like clover is a common one. So spraying insecticide near bees that are foraging on clover can have a very negative impact. But these bees are actually a commercial venture that are there to pollinate our macadamia crops. They have a really important role, and our beekeepers, are employed to actually help pollinate crops. We can't afford to put that at risk, given the value of agriculture generally to our shire and to this region.
How frequently does the council use insecticides as opposed to herbicides?
That's the question that I'm hoping to get some answers to prior to starting this kind of investigation. I don't think we have the answers as to how common this is. Certainly, there are a range of pesticides that we need to be concerned about, and we need to understand what the usage on all of those is. I don't have that information at the moment.
You have named a couple that you think are certainly suspect and should be reviewed, fipronil being one of them. What are the others?
Diazinon. Now, that's a spray that is particularly around here used in the macadamia industry. We did have an incident where that contaminated the Emigrant Creek Dam here in Ballina, and it's another one that's implicated in the mass bee deaths. I think it's important with both of those that we also understand they have significant impacts on aquatic species, and this is actually some of how we found out about this stuff. And if there's widespread use of these chemicals within the Richmond River catchment, this is potentially one of those things that's contributing to the poor health of our entire riverine ecosystem. We really need to get a better handle on the use of these products in a wide sense.
So I take it the motion then is looking not just at the way the council uses insecticides, but private landholders and farmers as well?
At this stage, we just need to understand the council use of these products. And I think council has a responsibility to be the good citizen. We should not be using products which have been banned in the EU, banned in the US, that are now currently under review, as in the case of the neonicotinoid products. So we need to better understand what we're doing and show some leadership in the community about how we need to be looking after the impacts of these kind of chemicals.
Because the macadamia industry and other horticultural industries might be very concerned if there's any sort of move to restrict their access to certain pesticides that they use, for example, to protect their crops.
I think we have to understand if a product's been banned in both Europe and America, it's currently under review in Australia, the precautionary principle is that we probably should cease using it. But we should also understand the negative impact on that in terms of bees and in terms of pollination could dramatically impact the macadamia industry. We need to take collective responsibility. ensure that we can continue to pollinate crops and continue to produce all kinds of things.
So what's the motion and what will happen next?
What happens next is that we've referred these to a councillor briefing. The advice I got from staff is that they would tell us that they stick to the recommendations of the APVMA, the regulator. And I think our regulator is very slow. I think we need to understand that use as councillors, and we need to provide then some direction for how we amend our pesticide use and notifications policy. There's particular instruments of council that can reflect that. We need to amend that policy to reflect how we feel about the use of these products.
Is council's only real use of insecticides when it comes to controlling mosquitoes? So are there other times when council might actually use insecticides?
I think there would be other times, and certainly one of the areas that we need to be clear about is that there may be biosecurity risks. We have invasive species of pests in the area, and that may require the use of insecticides due to a greater threat. We need to understand that and what those circumstances are and what chemicals are needed for those kinds of applications. Mm. But I think we need to be clear that there are some chemicals that are really potentially not worth the risk.